At the FMC Anthem Field Plot Tour, I'm visiting with Rick Eakins. And Rick, you're one of our field presenters today. Tell me about the kinds of things we were able to see here in the field today.
We were really looking at the flexibility of Anthem and Anthem ATZ, as indicated by the pre-emerge treatments that we did all the way to the total post programs and pretty much everything in between. So they were pre-treatments followed by early post, they were pre-treatments followed by a later post application, and then there were some treatments that were just post applications of Anthem and Anthem ATZ plus glyphosate or some other product.
Well, I know from the checks that we had some pretty good pressure out here as far as weeds go. At least it looked that way to me. So a pretty good place to do some of this testing. What are some of the things that you found seem to work best in what type of application?
Well, certainly they have no problem growing weeds on this particular farm. What we saw were, and the way these trials were set up, was really designed to show the pre-emerge grass control and the pre-emerge broadleaf control spectrum of control that you get, as well as residual control that you get out of Anthem. And so the post applications were designed such that if we wanted to see a little bit more grass control, then we put a post product out that doesn't have grass control. If we wanted to see more broadleaf control, we did the opposite. So really what we're trying to do is feature the long residual control that you get out of Anthem. And you could see that in the trials today. Versus the competitive products, we get a little bigger spectrum of control. We got longer residual out of the Anthem treatments than some of the competitive products that were out there, which is really what we expected to see. You know, Anthem is a low water-soluble product, so it hangs around a little bit longer, gives you a couple weeks more control than what you typically find in a pre-emerge herbicide.
Well, I know that we're still awaiting the expectation of that final registration for the product. With these folks that we had out here today, how about from the standpoint of some of their questions or curiosity about what they saw there? Anything that kind of stood out for you?
And it's been a recurring theme in this three-day roadshow that we've had through Iowa, water hemp control, and primarily post-water hemp control, just because there aren't a lot of options. And so the best way to get ahead of it is literally to get ahead of it with a pre-emerge treatment. The water hemp control that we get out of Anthem and Anthem ATZ has been exceptional. It was exceptional last year. It has been exceptional this year and through the decade or so of university research that's gone on with this particular active ingredient. It's really a standout feature in a pre-emerge herbicide. They all have to have grass control. That's just a given to enter the marketplace. But where we're starting to see separation from Anthem is the water hemp control, be it resistant or non-resistant. And you know, you can't look at a water hemp plant and tell whether it's resistant or not, so you don't know what you have. So that's been separating it out, the lamb's quarter control, the velvet leaf control, even the morning glory that we've seen, the control that we've seen in these last couple of field days has been pretty impressive, and those are weeds that are listed as suppression on our label.
I know from looking at it that you've had a pretty good turnout here today. Rick Eakins with FMC, who has been one of our presenters here at this Anthem Field Plot Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.